For WKAR News, I'm Kevin Lavery. The bone-chilling weather we're experiencing in mid-Michigan isn't just dangerous for us. Domesticated animals need to be sheltered too, and not just dogs and cats. I ventured out into the sub-zero deep freeze to meet with Tristan Foster, a farm manager with the Michigan State University Beef Cattle Teaching and Research Center. He explained what he does in the winter chill when the cows come home.
Morning, how are you?
Good. We'll head across the road to the cow-calf operation right now. At the cow-calf unit, we've got roughly 130 cows that are due to calve this year. We've got 30 cows due this week. We've had staff kind of on hand 24 hours a day during this week. Kind of all hands on deck when the weather's like this, but we managed to get through it. So when weather conditions get like this, I look at three major factors. That's going to be feed, water, and shelter of some sort. We usually start chores at 6 a.m. Today we've got feeding chores done already. We started about 5 this morning. So all the animals at this farm are fed. We've got about 50 drinking cups that we have to keep thawed. Some of them are on a circulating water system. Some of them are on electric heating system.
Some of these cows have a little snow on their backs. Is that bothering them?
No, they've got a pretty good hair coat right now. They got their winter hair coat. It doesn't seem to affect them much at all. Might increase their energy requirement just a touch, but they've got access to hay as much as they can possibly eat per day, so they do just fine.
One of these cows is a brand new mother?
We just had a calf born at about 4:30 this morning. It was chilled when it was first born. We've got what we call a hot box over there in the corner with a little heater in it. So that calf actually is the first one this year that we've used inside the hot box. It gets it just warm enough that we can dry it off and return it back to its mom as soon as possible. It's an old heater, but it works. So basically all the hot box is just a wooden box with a heater on the end. We've got a little wedge here to keep the door cracked for good ventilation and airflow, and some straw. And so we just place a calf in there for usually no more than 15 or 20 minutes. I don't want it to get overly warm and get used to warm temperatures and have it go back outside and end up getting chilled. So we use it just kind of as a final lifeline to get it warm and get it going. We're a little short-handed because students have classes off today. And so we only have kind of what we call the critical staff members here to do chores.
Do you ever tell your students the day you graduate, you're a critical staff member?
Yeah, that's right. It's part of being livestock. It's if you're going to go into livestock, there's going to be terrible days that you don't want to get out of bed and go work, but you have to. So this barn is what we call our main barn at the cow-calf unit. It was actually originally built in about 1930 up on campus. This is a really good shelter during our calving time. We've got a newborn.
Mom just told me to stay away.
Mom just told you to stay away. Looks like that calf was born in the last 10 minutes here, so. Right now what she's doing is she's going to lick the calf off, she's going to lick all the afterbirth off, try to dry it off. Looks like both are in good health. We try not to interfere as much as possible. We'll try to let the kind of mother nature run its course and let the bond between mom and the calf grow for the next 24 hours. So our basic next step is in about 10-15 minutes we'll actually move the pair down to an individual pen. Where they're completely indoors for 24 hours. No heat yet, so we don't want to introduce heat if we don't have to. But that gives us a chance to make sure the calf's gotten colostrum. And then, of course, it's nursing regularly after that. So,
you're telling me, Tristan, that this animal was born since I got here this morning?
It sure did, yep. It was born probably in the last 5 to 10 minutes.
Wow.